Good morning, A-Town. This is Second Date Update, brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, you'll get $100. Who do we have on the phone this morning?
Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm just calling because I'm wondering why my boo is acting funny.
You're wondering why your boo is acting funny. Well, first and foremost, let's say good morning to you, Ashley. Who is your boo? What's his name? Or her name? I don't know.
Well, yes, his name is Devontae. It's a he.
Devontae. So what's acting strange? Give us an idea of what's going on.
Well, I mean, he hasn't really just done anything too in particular. It's just more so like our conversation and stuff now. Like when we be on FaceTime, it's just, I don't know, he just be real, real quiet. Like he just, like I said, he's stiff.
Why you think he's stiff?
Because he's not really communicating how he should be for us to be in a relationship.
Do you think he's like hiding from somebody? Think he got a girl at home he be sneaking from? Because you said it happens during FaceTime, right?
No, I don't think he's doing that. He's not that type of guy.
What you want us to do about it?
Well, if you guys could please just call him for me and just kind of find out.
And you don't know nothing, like, right, friend? You ain't do nothing at all.
I didn't do nothing. We didn't argue. We didn't get into it.
Ashley, we're going to get Devontae on the phone. Don't say nothing until we cue you in, okay?
Okay.
All right. What y'all think going on?
I don't know. The girl might be crazy. I mean, she said she ain't do nothing, but ain't no guy finna just distance themselves because you ain't do nothing. But in her defense, she said everything has been perfect. Everything's been great.
Perfect to her.
To her, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you something. It takes one thing for a girl to turn me off, and I don't just cut it off and quit talking to her, but my words start getting less, my tone start just being subtle until it just wear away.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Devontae, please?
This is him.
Devontae, what's up, bro? How you doing, family?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Streets Wanting to Take Over. Young Jock, shout out Shamia Morton in for Mo Quick. Mm-hmm. Man, this is our morning show right here on Streets 94.5, and we have a segment called the Second Date Update, brother. And your name is at the top of our list. Are you currently in a relationship or anything like that?
You can say that.
If Devontae, Ashley, yeah. Casey, and JoJo called. They said they want you back in the group.
Yeah, nah, don't fuck. Hey, man, I'm straight on that.
So listen. No. So real talk. So a young lady by the name of Ashley called us up. And she spoke highly of y'all relationship, but she's trying to figure out what's going on with you. She says you have grown distant in y'all relationship.
Yeah.
She wanted some answers. And of course, she asked us to give you a call, see if we can kind of figure out what's going on.
Right. She said y'all's dating life has been perfect. What's going on? Why are you distancing yourself?
Man, keep it straight up. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was supposed to be me and her. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm into a monogamous relationship. This kind of feel like some type of polyamory, you know what I'm saying, with me, her, and her mama. It's crazy.
Did you just try to say polygamy?
Man, nah, polyamory is when you got more than one woman, you know what I'm saying, like, and all of y'all, you know, you got to look it up.
So let me ask you this. Are you choosing to be in a relationship? Because I'm confused over here. Are you saying that you are dating both the mama and the daughter? Like, you in bed with both of them?
Nah, that's just how I feel, because she always around. She,
like, you got one of them mamas.
You know how you date a chick and she say, like, yo, my child and me are a package deal. You don't want me if you don't want my child. It's like the opposite. It's like, you don't want me unless you want my mama. Like
she 5 years old.
Yeah, real talk.
So give us an example of what type of stuff you dealing with your girl and your side mama. You got a side mama.
Okay, well, man, I'm trying to give my girl a whip, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I'm thinking I'm going to do something nice for her, buy a nice-sized car, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if we looking, you know, through the cars that we want to go with, her mom come put her 2 cents in. Like, nah, this ain't good enough. We need this. Like, she paying for it.
Whoa.
We.
Okay, well, listen, we are here to tell you that we got Ashley on the phone, too. Ashley, we want to hear about what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know why you couldn't just say how you felt. Why you couldn't just keep it all the way real?
I mean, she always right there. I'm supposed to talk about it in her face?
I mean,
he got a good point. Like, your mama ain't giving y'all no breathing room, huh?
Well, I mean, at this point, he's talking about it on the radio. Might as well say it to her face, because I'm sure I'm going to play this back for her.
Man, she was with us on Valentine's Day. Wow. come on, man. No. Like, some stuff just
how'd that work? How'd that work out? Your mama was with y'all on Valentine's Day?
We're all our business out here.
You called the radio. I didn't call them.
Ashley, why are you allowing your mom to be so involved in your relationships? Has she always been this way? Because that might be the reason why you're single.
I mean, yes. My mom is like my best friend. She's a workaholic. All she does is work. She tries to provide, you know, and has always provided for me and my brothers, my five brothers, and me. So it's just like she don't have time to date you know, just get out the house and enjoy herself.
Ashley, it sounds like your mama been running all her men off. Now she's starting to run yours off, too. Do you understand where he's coming from as far as to why you guys are having this breach in your relationship, why it's starting to slow down and slightly fade? Do you understand where he's coming from?
Yes. I just, you know, think that he should have said something.
Ashley, can you keep your mom out of y'all's relationship and business? Are you willing to tell your mom to sit back, like, a little bit?
If that means that this relationship will continue, I can definitely do that.
Well, Ashley, don't let your mama mess up no good thing. I got a cousin just got out of jail last week. Now, they can get together. He going to stick with her. He ain't going to leave her. He ain't had nobody in about 20 years. I think it'll work
man's
right on
out. We ain't trying to put your mans on. We trying to see what Devontae going to do. Right, now, Ashley has definitely already said. Ashley said that she's willing to do what's necessary to make sure this relationship continues to grow. Devontae, it's on you. Can you see it fit? Do you see it in your heart to continue your relationship?
Give it another chance, Devontae.
Yeah, man. I mean, long as she could do, you know, take some steps to, you know, just make sure that it's us two, you know what I'm saying? Maybe her mama could give her the key back to the crib, you know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that, you know, like, then I guess I could try.
So, is that what it's going to be? Y'all both in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mama out. Dang on it. All right, man. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED the Bethune Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all ass up with $100, man.
Hey, John, it'd be funny if the mama came in and was like, thank y'all for the
$100. Oh, we got some money.
Hey, y'all call us up 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it, baby. We number one in the streets.
Mama on the phone now.